Well, I think I'm very pleased because it was a contentious issue. And as I said from the floor, it's a compromise. Those people who have guns now, whether you have a rifle, whether you have a handgun, whether you have a shotgun, whether you have an assault rifle, you can keep them. Nobody's going to bother you. As long as you're a law-abiding citizen, everything is fine. What this bill applies prospectively, and that's only if you want to buy a handgun. If you want to buy a shotgun, it doesn't apply to you. If you want to buy a rifle, it doesn't apply to you. But if you want to buy a handgun or an assault rifle, it does apply to you. It's far-reaching only in terms of the concept of you have to have fingerprints if you want to get a handgun. But that's to keep people from having someone else buy the gun for them and then hand them off. So anyway, we're very proud of the bill. We think it moves the state forward in a meaningful way, but at the same time does not adversely affect anyone's right to own guns.
The vote was identical to the one in February. I mean, 28-19. Nobody changed their minds. What is that? Are we to read anything into that? Mind has been made up.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a contentious issue, and there's a lot of spin on both sides. Perhaps the governor is saying it does more than it's going to do, because again, it doesn't affect anybody who has a gun right now. And the NRA says it's going to do a whole lot affecting their rights, but again, it doesn't affect anybody who has a gun right now. So it's, but it does. If you in the future, prospectively, if you in the future you want to buy a handgun, you can't just buy a handgun. You got to give your fingerprints, which is what we require of every school teacher in the state. You got to give your fingerprints, okay? And the problem is they want to be able to trace these guns back to the person who purchased the gun when they're at the scene of a crime. So in that case, it's a law enforcement tool. And it's a public safety issue, and we think it's a good bill. And
correct me if I'm wrong, that would make Maryland the first in the nation to require that, right?
It does, but again, if you can require school teachers to give fingerprints, my daughter's a school teacher now in Arundel County, and she's got to give her fingerprints. Now, this innocent daughter of mine's got to give her fingerprints. Certainly someone who wants to buy a handgun who has nefarious ideas, but when he or she is going to use that gun, they can give their fingerprints as well.
Do you feel like it's strong enough if it does go to the voters in November?
I don't think it'll go to the voters in November, quite frankly, but if it does, I'm confident they'll approve it overwhelmingly. Honestly and truly, I pull my district, and I come from a rural district and as well as an urban district, and on both sides of my district, urban as well as rural, there's strong support for this, especially among women. They're very concerned about public safety, and it's also generational. I started off with a Daisy air rifle, then I moved to a .22, then to a shotgun. My kids are not into guns. My grandkids are not into guns. And like I said before, with my generation, if it was about my generation, I would have voted no on the bill. But it's about our children, our grandchildren, generation, and we can be a better society. And hopefully this bill will go in some way help us make a better society.
What else is left on the agenda? You got 2 days, and a lot of the major bills have been passed.
Quite frankly, I'm not sure of any major bill, certainly any governor's initiative that needs to be passed. We did the so-called P3 bill tonight. Mm-hmm. We did the gun bill, and the other issues before us have been dealt with. But, there's a lot of local issues that are concerns, such as the Prince George's County School Board and other issues. But other than local issues, quite frankly, I think it's going to be real smooth sailing the rest of the way.
You're still going to adjourn Monday night at midnight, not earlier, right?
I'd like to adjourn earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one thing the Speaker and I can agree upon. Go home early, okay?
You get a lot of support for that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.